This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin for Bills at Buccaneers. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have a need now or in the future for help with family law, if you have a need now or in the future with help on divorce, just two examples of what full service means. When you have a legal issue, and Brandon Legal Group hopes you never have any legal issues, when you do, whatever that issue is, I encourage you to reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consultation. You can do that by calling 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com to request a free consultation. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including this weekend sold out Todd Wright Tour golf tournament and holiday spectacular at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa. For information on future golf tournaments as the Todd Wright Tour rolls into 2022, email me at ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Brandon Legal Group is bringing a couple of prize baskets for me to give away to individual contest winners at this weekend's tournament, and they are also playing in this weekend's tournament as they buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. So, hi, here we go. Bills Buccaneers. I'm sure if you own Bills players, you're thrilled about playing the Bucs because it's not the Patriots in terms of the way they controlled the clock, and it won't be in the weather that the Bills dealt with on Monday night. Other than Damian Harris owners, and that was the last game for Week 13, if you were a fantasy owner needing points out of a Bills or Patriots player on Monday night, other than Damian Harris and his one big run, you were let out. You were disappointed and might not have gotten what you needed, either to get into the playoffs or to win a game to help secure your playoff position. So I know teams don't look forward to playing the Buccaneer defense, but it's a better situation all the way around than the fantasy situation for Bills players on Monday night against the Patriots. So let's start with the Bills. Josh Allen has been one of the top QB performers and one of the top overall performers in fantasy football this year. That's what those of you who own Josh Allen drafted him to do. At times you've been disappointed this year, but you know what? That's going to happen. I could rattle off some of the top performers in fantasy football this year, and maybe other than Cooper Kupp, who probably wasn't drafted in the first three rounds of most drafts, there have been times where owners have been disappointed in Patrick Mahomes. Owners have been disappointed even in Tom Brady. Owners have been disappointed in Derrick Henry getting hurt. Owners have been disappointed DeAndre Hopkins not getting enough balls thrown his way or being out for a month with a hamstring injury. It just happens. But Allen is still a very solid QB1. The one thing I find interesting about Josh Allen this year, and it's the same with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, these mobile quarterbacks, and we can't say this about Kyler Murray, Allen and Jackson, there's a country music joke there, are not running for touchdowns the way they used to. I'm not sure why. I just have to look at the numbers and acknowledge it. Josh Allen has a total of 3 rushing touchdowns on the season as we go into Week 14. Those are points that you counted on when you drafted him, and they haven't been there. I think his passing numbers have been pretty good. Let me change this to take a look at the total on the season for passing touchdowns for Josh Allen. 26, with still a month to go in the regular season. Granted, regular season has been expanded, but I mean, he's still going to throw mid-30s in touchdowns and might push 40, even though we extend the season from 16 games to 17 games. But yeah, so through, here's the rushing numbers, 75 attempts. So over 12 games, that's an average of just over 6 rushing attempts a game. You'll take that, right? You'll take the 6 rushing attempts per game. 422 yards rushing for Josh Allen. So that's, let's see, 360. And it's roughly 35 yards rushing a game. You wish you could get more out of that, because that's not a lot per attempt for a quarterback. He's not busting off something big. But just the 3 touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions, 3 lost fumbles for Josh Allen. The only other player, and I've talked about this a lot on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast all year, I told Stephon Diggs owners, be patient. I know you were disappointed with what was going on early in the season. There were a couple of 2 touchdown games by Emmanuel Sanders where you were very frustrated that Diggs wasn't getting those throws. To just hang in there with Diggs. And then I even joked. I said, any owners in my league that want to trade me Diggs, I'll take them. I didn't get any takers on Diggs. I wish I had him. He has come on recently, averaging nearly 14 points per game over his last 4. I mean, he's just about a top 10 wide receiver now on the season, and recently it's a little higher than that. Honestly, other than those 2 guys, I can't make a real case, since we're in very meaningful games here, week 14, either the last week of your regular season or the first game of your playoffs, depending on how you structured your league, I can't make much of a case for anybody else. It's a 3-headed monster at running back with Breida, Singletary, and Moss. And you can't really count on any one of the 3. You're throwing a dart if you're really that desperate. I understand maybe in a daily game, you throw that dart, but in a season-long league, I don't think you do. And Dawson Knox, yeah, I mentioned Emmanuel Sanders. He's had 2 games of 2 touchdowns this year, and in the other games, he hasn't been fantasy relevant. So there's no consistency there. I owned him briefly this year, and then I'm like, I can't justify a roster spot with a guy who has 2 big games, you know, and we're now in week 14. Can't do it. Not in a season-long league. In a daily game, maybe, but I don't even think I'd pick him in a daily game at this point. Dawson Knox in a tight end mandatory league, eh, I guess, but that's why I don't play tight end mandatory leagues. Knox can get down the field for big plays. I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a good fantasy player in leagues that, like mine, that take the mandatory tight end out of play and you use a wide receiver tight end flex. So those are the only significant things. I can't make much of a case for Gabriel Davis or Cole Beasley because there's no consistency there. So the only Bills, I think, and I don't talk about kickers here or DSTs, the only players at the key positions that I think have to be in your lineup this week are Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. From the Buccaneers standpoint, and I mentioned this a little bit on episode 52 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, with the Bucs right now, it's, with all due respect to, you know, Jalen Rose, who's clearly going through a tough time, finally announcing after 1 year he's divorcing Molly Karam, who may or may not be sleeping with Stephen A. Smith now. That's wonderful, ESPN. Clean up your mess. The Fab Five for the Bucs, you're playing Brady, you're playing Evans, you're playing Godwin, you're playing Fournette, and you're playing Gronk. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Don't overthink it. I often say you can, you know, I've countered what Matthew Berry often says this time of year, don't get cute. But if you can make a case for a big-name player and not playing him in a particular week because you have an argument for another player, I think that's fine. I can't make that argument against any of these five right now. Not when Tom Brady throws basically four touchdowns every home game except the last one. All right, you have to expect Brady's going to produce three or four touchdowns against the Bills. So, yeah, I mean, you can get a bad game here or there out of Evans or Godwin, but for the most part, they've put up good numbers for you all year. You're not sitting them now. Gronk is healthy. Fournette's been really good and very heavily involved. Leonard Fournette has helped me get to the playoffs in my podcast league. I made a trade for him earlier in the season, and it's really paid off. You know, he had that four touchdown game against the Colts where he outperformed Derrick Henry 2.0 and Jonathan Taylor. So those are your five with the Buccaneers. No one else. I think most of you, like me, have moved on from Antonio Brown. I even dumped him one day before the confirmation of the fake vaccination card because I couldn't justify the roster spot anymore. I needed it for something else. So those are your five. If you own any of those five, they're in your lineup. And remember, I hate tight ends. I play Gronk in two of my leagues right now at the wide receiver tight end flex because of his connection with Tom Brady, and he's such a red zone threat. I own Fournette in one league. I own Gronk in two leagues. I owned Evans in one league, didn't make the playoffs in that league. It wasn't Mike Evans' fault. I acquired him late in the season, wish I had had him the entire season. These are guys you play. And obviously, you drafted Tom Brady to play him every week, and he's been one of the top performers in fantasy football. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin for Bills at Bucks is presented by Brandon Legal Group. And if you have any fantasy football questions for me, even beyond just the Bills and Bucks this week, you can email me directly at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com.